Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here as I am every week. Because why? Because it gives me the opportunity to share information, to be able to expand, evolve naturally. You know, evolution is definitely part of our journey anyway. But once again, getting the opportunity to be here every week is just, I feel honored to have this, this opportunity to be here with you. So our topic for this week is never stop learning. Never stop learning. Why? Because there's wealth in information. There is wealth in information. But let's discuss learning. Let's just discuss what that is. And I want to read the textbook definition first. We'll look it up in dictionary.com here. And it's important that we definitely understand words. So acquire knowledge of or skill in by study, instruction, or experience. To become informed of or acquainted with, ascertain. So an example is to learn the truth and then also to memorize. He learned the poem so he could recite it at the dinner. To gain by experience, exposure to example or the like, acquire. So also to perform an analog of human learning with artificial intelligence. Okay. So so that is the definition of learn. And so basically, there's an aspect there that says to basically sometimes we do it to acquire a skill, right? So my experience with learning has been quite interesting. You know, I went to elementary school, I went to junior high school, I went to high school, and I was like a B student. I want to say a BC student. I was never an A student. When I was in elementary and junior high school and high school, you know, I was in the building, but my mind just always seemed to be somewhere else. And especially once I got to high school and I became interested in boys and, you know, hanging out and all these other things, you know, then cheerleading, gymnastics, you know, my focus definitely shifted. And, but I just never really seemed to be interested, except that's an untruth. Like when it came down to the sciences a bit stronger in these areas. So what was the idea? Well, if you're strong in these areas, well, maybe you should think about going into math and science. So so I did. I gave it some thought. And then, of course, you know, the first idea was, well, how can I make the most money? You know, what am I going to do? Either I'm become a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer. So I said, well, I like math, so maybe I will do accounting because I like math. And then, so once I got to college, you know, I was trying to find myself with what I wanted to do. So I decided that I was going to take accounting. It didn't work. This was not for me. I just said, you know, but gosh, why can't this work? You know, I have relatives who are accountants and they're doing so well. So why wouldn't I do that? Because it just did not resonate with me. I just seemed to have no interest in it. And then I started to look into other things, you know, maybe actuarial science. That was just no, right? And then, but I would always go back to the sciences. And I did continue to take some math courses, but not relative to accounting. It was like calculus with analytic geometry. And then after that, I just stopped because that just became like this whole other language that I just could no longer comprehend. But I found that I just had this attraction to the sciences. I really did. I had a strong attraction to the sciences. So I started taking more science courses, you know, more biology courses, more chemistry, more organic chemistry courses. And I found that, okay, there's something here, you know. But again, I was still taking these classes relative to, is this going to help me to make some money? Okay, that just always seemed to be the driving force. And so I remember that when I was in undergrad, I said, let me just join the science club here. And I did. And that was just such a great, well, let's not judge it, but it was definitely a purposeful choice that I did that, because that was the beginning of me really learning with regards that there's a wealth of information in learning. And with that being said, we'll be right back. And then we're going to take a sponsor break.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And our topic for today is never stop learning, because there's wealth in information. And so I was just sharing about how, you know, my journey with going through chiropractic school, you know, going through elementary, junior high school, and how, you know, I was never this a student. It's interesting because my siblings were. Okay. So, you know, of course, if you're older siblings, you know, being these A students, like now you're being, you know, compared but just wasn't just, again, going through school and, you know, it was okay. But again, it wasn't until I really began to tap into things that I took a deeper interest in. And when I went into college, you know, I found that I really did enjoy the sciences. I loved biology. I loved doing dissection. I loved the chemistry. You know, you got to, you know, mix stuff. You know, it just became really interesting. And then I joined the science club. And it was there that I met a chiropractor. And instantly, like, it was just instant. I said, that's it. Because she was talking about how this practice was drug-free, surgery-free. And I didn't realize that, you know, that this was going to be my journey. But I definitely wanted to know more. So what happened? I began to go out and meet other chiropractors. And then I met this team of chiropractors who I just said, you know, I would like to just speak with you because I would like to know more about it. And when I was walking in, someone was walking out. That means somebody had just gotten let go, and they asked me if I wanted the position. And I said, absolutely. You know, I said, I'd like to because I wanted to know more. And it was definitely I knew that in that moment, I just resonated with it 100%, and I just took advantage of the opportunity, and that became a great learning for me. That was really where I found that learning was just on a whole other level. And, you know, many times we're in situations and we're learning things that are just not applicable, you know, to what we're doing. We're going to get into purpose in a moment, because this is definitely where this is going to lead to. You know, it's not, you know, we have to really look at what is it that we are learning? What is it that we are investing our time into? Because sometimes, you know, for me, I was trying to go to a school that had a better reputation because it had this, you know, it was known for these sciences and this, that, and the other. But that environment wasn't for me. It didn't work for me, you know, and I just always found myself doing things based on, you know, a so-called rating or a reputation. And sometimes these environments, even though they may have what you will call a better reputation, so to speak, I just found that some of these institutions just were not for me. They were not for me. And when I did, when I ended up returning back to Mercy College, that's where I ended up graduating from, it was really just after that, it was just an amazing journey. All of the opportunities that opened up, all because I did not stop choosing to learn. And, you know, college is not for everyone. It isn't. This just happened to be my path. I mean, it was very clear I was supposed to be, because of everything that I was learning at that time was completely relative to what I was going to be doing later. Now, maybe that's not true. Maybe there were one, two courses that I can reflect upon that just weren't necessary, but my eyes definitely were becoming quite more focused. We'll say, you know, I was definitely becoming more focused. And but, you know, just grateful that I happened to join that science club, that I was led there, you know. Intuitively, I was led there, and that was the beginning of a major transformation for me. So now having the opportunity to be in this environment, and I was working as a front desk assistant. I was not practicing in the practice, but I knew that I was learning more than just about the art of chiropractic. Now I had the opportunity to be in an environment where I'm not just learning about the practice of chiropractic, I'm also learning about being in business. Now, I didn't see it that way at first, but as time began to unfold, you know, I just chose to stay in this mindset of always trying to acquire more information. And when we open ourselves up to our purpose and what we love, it is amazing what the universe will send your way. So again, now here it is. I'm in this office. I'm working for the front desk. You know, I was going in thinking that I was going to stand there and shadow someone. No. That wasn't the case. I ended up being the front desk assistant. But the wealth, the learning really aided me in so many ways, from interacting with that were walking in the door, building relationships with many of these patients, building relationships with the chiropractors, building relationships with the people who were in town locally, because we had to do things locally as well. So again, when we open ourselves up to learning, within our purpose, it is amazing where it will lead us. And I definitely have to say that being in that practice as a front desk assistant was probably one of the best experiences that I could have ever had, because I had the opportunity not just to be in the practice, because eventually I ended up being in the practice. I was actually practicing, not in their practice, but I was using the space to see my own clients once I had graduated from chiropractic school. But I also had the opportunity to be on the other side and be the front desk person, because now when I had my own staff, I was also able to relate. You see, so again, is it always about the textbook? No, it's not. It's not. Ultimately, it really boils down to what your purpose is in life. Absolutely. So now here it is again. Went to chiropractic school, graduated, started practicing out of their office, and then my practice continued to grow, and then ended up renting space, and went downstairs. They had another space there where I just had to go, where my practice grew, and I ended up having my own space. So from there, what happened? So as you continue to grow in your practice and you want to learn more, and I just continue to expand and evolve, I started learning all of these new techniques. And I have to tell you, it just was absolutely amazing, the information that was coming in. And I just wanted more. I wanted more and I wanted more. Now, remember, as I said, when I was in elementary and junior high school and high school, it was like, you know, it just wasn't there for me. You know, it just wasn't there for me. But as I really began to tap in, things definitely began to evolve and just expand for me in ways that I just was not seeing. So now I'm in practice and I'm learning all these techniques, and I just can't believe that all this information is out there, you know, and it was just limitless. Like, and it's still to this day, it's just absolutely limitless in what is available to us when we are in our purpose. So again, I'm learning. And, you know, I'm also taking not just technique seminars. Now I'm beginning to look into practice building seminars, right? How am I going to build my practice? How am I going to grow my practice? And then what comes up next? Now you're going to grow your practice. How are you going to make more money? How could you do this? You could have a $1 million practice in you know, 6 months if you do it this way, if you do it that way. So I'm taking all of these seminars now, and they're fun. You know, I'm having a good time, but, you know, there was something that was lacking in it for me. It was something that I found that I was in the technique seminars, that there was a, I just found that that's where the absolute wealth was. And it's not to say that the wealth seminars weren't helpful, but they just seemed to be a missing link. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I would go, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and apply these principles, and then things would just fall flat for some reason, okay, now. But as far as my skills and practice, they just keep growing, they keep building. And here it is, you're saying to yourself, well, wow, you have all these great skills, but why are we being challenged in this area? Why is this such a challenge? And, you know, as I'm in these seminars and I'm meeting all of these different people, and they seem to be having the same challenges going to these seminars. Now, again, I'm in these wealth-building seminars. So if I'm in these wealth-building seminars, this means that I should be wealthy, okay? This should, that should be it, okay? I should be wealthy. I should be a multimillionaire by this time because I am in these seminars, and that should be it. But again, there just seems to be something that's lacking. So I'm on this journey, and I keep, you know, now I'm really searching. Okay, I'm like, well, there must be another one, and there must be another one, and there must be another one. And at the same time, I'm still on this journey of building myself as a practitioner. And again, when I'm in my technique seminars, it's just this drive, it's this passion that I just want to know more, just want to know more. So right now, we're going to take a sponsor break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to discuss Never Stop Learning.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
So welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today we are discussing Never Stop Learning. There's wealth in information, and it's so true. So I was just sharing about how, you know, the journey of always learning. And it, as I was expressing earlier, when I went through like elementary, junior high school, I was like, I was a mediocre student. And again, I just had interest, you know, my interest was elsewhere. Okay. My interest was definitely elsewhere. As I continued to evolve, went to college, then decided to go to chiropractic school. And after I got to chiropractic school, you know, the seminars, the technique seminars that I was learning wasn't always relative to adjusting. But I found that I was being pulled into these other techniques. And I found that later on I wanted to know more about quantum physics, right? But we'll come back to that momentarily. Now, going back to how I was in these wealth seminars, I'm taking this wealth-building seminar over here. I'm taking this wealth-building seminar over here with the intention that these seminars, that these were the tickets, that this was the ticket to helping me of wealth, okay, that idea of wealth. And again, learning these principles, learning these tools, I was like, am I not applying something? Is something wrong here? You know, you have these coaches and these teachers, and they're telling you to do it this way, and that you do it. And I just found that there were just these blocks. And I'm like, you know what? There's something that is that's just not clicking. And I've had some great trainings. I mean, I've had some great mentors along the way, but I still said, you know what? There's something here. There's something here that's just not clicking. Because, again, why was I in these seminars? With the intention that this was going to help me to have this life of massive amounts of money. Okay, this was the idea. This is why I thought I was going into it. But what I realized down the line was I was still learning a tremendous amount of information about my own growth and evolution. And that's where the real wealth was. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, it's, we have to understand that when we are in trainings that are relative to your purpose, okay, there's always a wealth of information in there. And yes, this will down the line, as long as you're in your purpose, money, okay, you won't have to think about it, okay, if you're in your purpose. If you're not in your purpose, listen, there are many people out there that know how to create money. That's not what we're talking about here. But it really is the intention that we are setting for ourselves, okay? Ultimately, it's the intention that we are setting for ourselves. So if you want to be a multimillionaire or a multibillionaire, that's a whole other reality as far as how you hold your focus, okay? But I was going with the expectation that this was going to give me something, that this was going to be the solution as to how I was going to do it. And what I realized that that is not how it works. So being able to step back and review my education and these trainings, what did, where was the real wealth in helping me to continue to tap into who I am, which was just so appreciative because it definitely fell into my own practice as far as even how I work with my clients today. So I'm so grateful for everything that has truly aided me in gaining a wealth of evolution. I mean, gaining a wealth of information that has aided me in evolving in a highly expansive way. The information that I have learned throughout the years has definitely helped to shape me. It has definitely helped to shape me. And the seminars that I would take were definitely a part of my purpose, and they also aided me in building my creativity. See, when I was going through elementary, junior high school, and high school, my creativity wasn't being tapped into, okay? And that's where the learning became a challenge for me because I didn't have my hands in my creativity, okay? I just felt like I was in this building, and I just really didn't have an interest there. It really wasn't relative to anything that I wanted to do, okay? And it's, like I said, when I got to high school, I definitely had other interests, you know, and, you know. But, again, it just, I was waking up every day, going to this school every day, and would just sort of leave there like kind of flat, you know, so to speak. I enjoyed seeing my friends, you know, I enjoyed the social hour, so to speak. But as far as it was happening in the classroom, it just always sort of left me flat. Now, if I was in some of the activities that I absolutely loved when I was going through elementary, junior high school, and high school, such as dance and gymnastics, you know, those sort of classes definitely I found of interest. And also, you know, when I was going through elementary and junior high school and high school, I also did like the sciences as well, okay? I also liked the sciences as well, but that definitely began to evolve once I got out of high school and junior high school. I mean, once I got out of high school because I was taking the science classes that I truly had a major interest in. So, yeah, so what is learning really about? Learning is about the things that are relative to your purpose. And when they're relative to your purpose, this is where you begin to, or you continue to evolve and expand, okay? Not every student, not everyone is made for college, okay? Not everyone is designed for college, right? I know people who are taking, programs today, these college programs that are absolutely not even relative to their purpose, and they're spending so much time there. And I ask the question, you know, how is this going to help you? Is this relative to your purpose? Well, it's going to give me a degree. It's going to help me, but I'm confused. Like, if it's not relative to your purpose, why are you here every week or every month or whatever your, however your program is designed, if it's not relative to your purpose? And it tends to be the same answer. I'll get a degree, but what is the degree going to do for you relative to your purpose? See, we have to really be willing to take a step back and look at what we're doing if it's relative to our purpose. If we think that this is the only way that we can create money for ourselves is based on something that is not relative to our purpose, how we continue to find ourselves being tired, exhausted, drained, uninterested, because we're doing things that are not relative to our purpose. We are doing things that are with the belief that this is the only way that we can truly create a life for ourselves. But again, as we are in the course, I mean, as we are in the teachings or in the learnings of the things that are truly relative to our purpose, this is where we will grow. This is where we will continue to expand. This is where we will continue to magnetize the information to ourselves that will definitely help us to grow and make quantum leaps. And that is where the true wealth lies in the information. Now, again, as I considered, now, I've been in practice for over 20 years, and, you know, I would have thought, you know, that the learning would have ceased at some time. I'm like, because eventually you're just going to get to the point, you're going to learn all that you need to know, and then that's it. You're making money, you have a family, everything's great. That's how life should be. I was completely wrong, because, again, there was still something inside of me where I just wanted to continue to learn, continue to evolve, continue to expand, continue to grow. And I remember a few years ago, a client came in. She came as a client, and we built a friendship. And she happened to Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, and she's telling me about the program and, you know, the things that Dr. Jewel would talk about. And I just said, you know what, I want to know more. I want to know more. Now, in the moment, it looked like what I already had been doing, the information. I'm like, you know, this is the stuff that I've been learning about. This is the stuff that I utilize in my practice, because I was already certified in quantum-based energetic techniques. Okay, I already had studied, certified in clinical nutrition, you know, and again, I just applied kinesiology, total body modification. Like I said, I got certified in so many techniques that they started to call me Alphabet Soup. So, again, just know that there's just more and more and more and more. And so when I came to Jewel University, when I was learning about the Jewel University, I knew. I said, okay, there's something going on here that just struck my interest. And at first I just thought it was relative to what I do. Okay, I was like, well, this has to be for me, because this is relative to my purpose. So then I ended up joining the school, came into the balancing program, and began to take some of the courses that were being offered. I was just excited to be in the program because, again, it was in alignment with what I was already doing. But it was just—it just seemed like what they were teaching, it was just so highly expansive. And I said, you know, this is really something else. But what I found to be really interesting was that there were other students in the school that weren't in alignment with what I was doing. Meaning, like, I thought that they would also be, that's like, you know, are they in the sciences? Are they in the coaching? You know, because that had been the journey. Many of the programs that I was taking, you know, we were very much, we were either in the same sort of practice or we were also learning coaching. You know, it's kind of all relative to the same thing. But now I'm in this school here and there are other students in here, and one person is engineering, another person is in business, another person is in the sciences. I mean, it was like, okay, what's going on here? So what happened was I began to understand that I was in a school that was relative to your entire life of evolution. So I realized that I was now in a program that was about my ultimate evolution. It was about me reclaiming my body's owner's manual, and to now see and understand that there's information out there that is relative to everyone in their purpose when you are reclaiming your body's manual. And you talk about wealth and information. I mean, you know, I thought I was coming in, I take a few courses, you know, continue to evolve and expand, but you see, I also knew innately that there was something here at this school that was going to aid me in continuing to go in and go deeper and deeper. And boy, was I surprised. I ended up just being amazed at what was being offered and how everyone was able to take these courses. It wasn't about your degree. It wasn't about how many certifications you had. It was about your life and your evolution and reclaiming the truth of who you are in this existence. And you talk about wealth and information, and Dr. Jewel always says that pairing real, that it is really fear is just a lack of information. But it is the information. What type of information are we getting? What is it that we're learning today? Because where the true wealth lies is the information applicable to your purpose. Is it purposeful? We're not talking about learning a computer training that you're doing, you know, let's just say you're in IT and, you know, that your job is saying that this is going to enhance what you're doing, you know, potentially that can get you more money, because that may not be your purpose, okay? Again, is it relative to your purpose, okay? Because you may have taken that IT job because it's about the money for you, okay? It's about the money for you. But again, and you could be making a lot of money, but that's not what wealth is, okay? And this is where we make the mistake. Because we have put this idea in our minds. This has been the conditioning process that wealth is only about money. But you see, when you are accessing the information, when you are learning what is relative to your purpose, you will always expand and evolve and grow and be able to magnetize and create whatever amount of money you want to be able to create for yourself. There's no judgment, because that is the order of the universe. That is how it works, okay? We've come into this reality with a conditioning process that if you go to school and you get a job, that's your life. You go to school and you get a job. That's how it works, okay? That's where you'll make your money. And again, there are many people out there who went to school, they got a job, and they're making millions of dollars, and then you have to wonder why. Well, if they're making millions of dollars, why is their body breaking down? What's going on with their health? Why are they having challenges in their relationship? I don't understand. They're making millions of dollars. That's a problem, okay? They shouldn't have that kind of life. They're ungrateful, and then we get to the point where we find ourselves judging because we think that, for many of us, let me revoke that, for many of us, we believe that is how it is supposed to be. If you're making millions, you should be grateful, okay? Nothing else should be wrong in your life. But you see, if you're doing things that are not relative to your purpose, that's not a life of wealth. That's actually a life of slavery. And that is not the place that we want to be in. And with that being said, we're going to be right back. We're going to take another sponsor break.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings and welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And today we are discussing never stop learning, because there's wealth in information. And so, again, what is learning? That's what we have to understand. What are you learning? Okay, what are you learning? Now, since being a student of the Jewel University, I'm also the dean of the 13th College, you know, I can say that I have evolved tremendously. And I am just absolutely amazed at the amount of information that is offered at this university. It is just absolutely limitless, and it is relative to everyone's purpose. Because when you know about you, who you are in this existence, how can that not be purposeful? And that is exactly what the Jewel University is committed to you, is you learning about who you are in this existence, about your body, okay, about your state of consciousness. That's who we are. That is who we are. We are given a body for a very divine reason. You are given a body, you being able to fulfill your purpose. But you see, you need to learn about your body. See, the challenge has been that if we decide that we're going to go take a course in science or biology, or, you know, that, well, why would we have to do that? That's not relative to my purpose. Oh, yes, it is. Absolutely. We should know about our bodies. We were given this body for a very divine purpose. Okay, and we absolutely need to build a relationship. There's no reason that we should know anything about our anatomy and physiology. There's no reason that we should know anything about our nervous system, our endocrine system, our immune system. This is how we truly begin to understand why we're even in this existence, because your body is what? It is your first temple. Okay, this is where the life force runs through you. This is what you're telling to get you up out of bed every day to take you to what? To you fulfilling your purpose. But what's happening is many of us, based on our beliefs, we're getting up out of bed and we're going to jobs that we absolutely hate, that we absolutely do not want to be there. Okay, and then we find ourselves taking all these trainings, and we're sitting in these trainings for 8 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day. We leave there, and we're leaving there with one thing in mind: is it going to help me to make more money? And then year after year after year, we're in these positions, and what's happening? Our bodies are breaking down. Okay, and even though we may have advanced we may have progressed in the position, so to speak, that's what it may look like. But we find that we're growing, that we're becoming more angry, that there's more sadness in our lives, that there's this level of discomfort, okay? And it just doesn't seem to add up. It just does not seem to add up. And then we're wondering why the body is breaking down, but then we don't know anything about why the body is breaking down. And then if we have a medical practitioner, and then we're going to see our doctors, and the doctors are telling you that your blood work looks normal, so how could you be sick? You know, again, if we built a relationship with ourselves, then you would understand why the body is breaking down. Because if you understand your body and how it's designed, you would understand that the body was never designed to get sick. It couldn't. So if it's getting sick, why is this happening? That means that now you have to begin to look at your own reality here. Because once again, when you understand your body and how amazingly it is designed, you would see that it was never designed to get sick. So, well, if it was never designed to get sick, well, then what's happening here? Now we're talking about consciousness. Where are you in your consciousness? And like I said, Jewel University is committed to you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. And your state of consciousness absolutely feeds how your body is going to function. And we have, I mean, the courses that we offer are just absolutely amazing. We have Living and Being Universal Principles. You talk about evolving through consciousness. This is definitely an opportunity to see where you are in your own consciousness. And again, these courses may have not, these courses, let me revoke that, these courses are all relative to what you do. What your purpose, okay, so let's say you're a fashion designer. Okay, let's say you're a photographer. Okay, let's say you're a videographer. All right, all of it is still relative to you understanding who you are, because the more that you know about yourself and your existence, even how, why you're here, okay, how you even got here, you know, all of this is so important. And this is what the Jewel University is absolutely committed to, that the more that you know about yourself, the more that you will evolve in your purpose, because it's all about your purpose. It's never not. See, when you know about you, right, you're not putting, because you know about your body and because you're evolving through consciousness and you're learning and understanding what that is, you are what? Creating a life of sovereignty for yourself. Do you understand? This is why it is important for us to reclaim our owner's manual. Again, the wealth lies in the information. But what information are you learning? Because if it's not purposeful, if it's not relative to your purpose, then you have to ask yourself, why am I there? And we have to be honest. We have to be 100% honest, okay? Now, let's just go back to that for a moment. I just want to share an experience with you, and I'm hoping that it helps you to understand, is it relative to your purpose? Now, I went to school to be a chiropractor. That was where it began for me as far as my evolution through the energetic sciences, because chiropractic is absolutely an energetic science. It is not a neck and back science. That's just what, you know, basically what the practice has been reduced to, but it is truly an art form. It is absolutely an art form. And I remember that when I was going through chiropractic school and I was in we had these meetings every week where, you know, some people would come and give presentations, you know, everyone in the school would have to attend. And they, you know, you'd have people come and give presentations about what they, you know, how they run their practice and da, da, da. And I'm just listening to who's making the most money here. Okay. You understand? It wasn't even now, it's just because, what is it? I'm in survival mode. This is what I know how to do. So let's talk money. And they would talk about personal injury and, you know, it's the car accidents and these insurance claims and this is what you're going to do. So when I got out of school, I graduated, took all of my state boards. That, what am I doing? I am doing personal injury. I'm adjusting. I'm enjoying the adjusting, but now I'm doing personal injury. And I'm finding that every day that when I would get up and go to work, I didn't like it. I didn't like being in this environment. Still, you know, making this money, you know, the person I work for is giving me this nice paycheck every week. We'll just say a paycheck. Let's not judge it, right? But I was getting a paycheck every week. So, you know, this is what I thought I wanted to do. And I just found that I was in absolute misery. I was in misery, okay? And what I'm grateful for is what aided me in getting out of the misery was that I continued to learn techniques that I truly enjoyed and that there was a wealth of information in there for me. And these are the things that helped me to come out of this belief that if you do it this way, this is how you are going to make money. And if you really think about it, that was like a form of prostitution, being in these practices that I absolutely hated. I could not stand going there. I actually dreaded it, that I would have to get up and be in these environments. Okay, the way that my practice is today, it's about the person who is walking in the door that wants to evolve at the highest level of consciousness. Now, there's no judgment on these clinics, okay, because maybe for the person that's running them or whatever the case is, that is what works for them. But I just felt so disconnected, okay? So even though I was adjusting, right, I went to be a chiropractor and adjust, was that relative to my purpose? No, it wasn't, because that, for me, was about money. And I'm so grateful that for the other seminars that I would continue to attend that would help me to evolve into who I am today, okay, that is where the true wealth was, always in information. What was I gaining from this? Always aided me in evolving at a higher level of consciousness, and I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop. So now here it is. Again, I'm taking these technique seminars, and I'm learning, and I'm building, and I'm growing, and it really comes down to mastery. But what am I mastering? Myself, okay? Not the technique. Like I said, remember before I was talking about going to these wealth seminars, and I thought that this was what was going to help me to make massive amounts of money. No, it was really about me mastering me. And coming into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences is definitely about mastering and knowing thyself, knowing thyself. So we have to look at where are we putting our time, energy, because time is money. If that quote, time is money, money is time, that is not true. Time is art. What are you learning? Is it relative to your purpose? Okay, and with that being said, we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so we're here, Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we're discussing about never stop learning. And again, we want to make sure that we are in what we're learning is truly relative to our purpose. And as I was just saying earlier that, you know, coming into the Jewel University, I never realized it was going to be like this. In every course that is taught, it is about a student reclaiming, about you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. And when we hear the word body, we instantly start thinking of, you know, biology and chemistry. No, your state of consciousness, okay, is reclaiming your body's owner's manual, being able to create a life of sovereignty for yourself. Because when you get all of the information, the truth of who you are, your existence, how we evolve, okay, all of that, this is how we are reclaiming our body's owner's manual and creating a life of sovereignty. And we absolutely have some just absolutely amazing events. I mean, amazing courses. Now, so why is the school committed to this? Because it's what's supposed to be. It was never not supposed to be this way. You gain, and you're creating for yourself a sense of power and control that you didn't have before. And it's not about I'm in power, I'm in control. It's about moving with the order of the universe when you're in this. Because, again, when you are fully aligned and you fully understand who you are, why you're here, what's your purpose, sovereignty. And we have to understand that. And then we come out of the learnings, the transgenerational influences, the beliefs, go to school, get a job, that's the way that it's supposed to be. We are continuing to break those shackles, and we're continuing to evolve in who we are, and it is so important. But we need to understand ourselves, again, on a multitude of levels. And this university is definitely committed to bringing you information that is always relative to you and your existence. And this weekend, you know, I definitely have to bring this up. This weekend here in New York, we have Dr. Jewel is coming to New York. The name of the seminar is State of Emergency, What Are You Creating for Your Present Future? State of Emergency, What Are You Creating for Your Present Future? And if you're scratching your head right now and you're saying, okay, you're talking about learning, what does this have to do with learning? Because it's a state of emergency. What are you creating for your present future? When you stop and you look at your future, what does it look like? And we're not talking about did you create a vision board and what you're trying to magnetize and create for yourself. That isn't what we're talking about here. Again, what are you creating for your present future state of emergency? Because we are definitely in a state of emergency. There are many things that are taking place in this country that we are not even remotely aware of, okay? There are so many things that are happening on this planet that we are not even remotely aware of. And we are supposed to be. And is it relative to your purpose? Most definitely. Because the more you know about your existence, the more you are able to create a life of sovereignty for yourself. And what are you creating? If you're not creating for your future, and we're not talking about having stocks and bonds and all of that, no. Okay, it's about understanding what is happening. There are so many things that are happening on this planet, and we are not getting full disclosure, okay? And then, like, what just happened recently? There was a state of emergency when there was a government shutdown. Okay, the government shutdown, right? Let's just think about that, okay? And I had a client who was in that government shutdown. And one of the great things about the work that we were doing was he began to understand purpose, okay? Now, the belief system may have been, you know, this is what I do, this is the job, this is all I've ever known. And I just always thought, I said, just imagine all of the people that were in this government shutdown, if they knew, if they were even into who they are and their purpose, that none of them would be worried, because they would know that through who they are, their purpose, their existence, consciousness, that they would be able to pick up and continue to move forward. Why? Because they are reclaiming their body's owner's manual, okay? And again, this event that's taking place, like, we need to be prepared for the changes that are taking place on this planet. But if we're not getting the accurate information, again, are we going down this rabbit hole? Right? And you keep going, 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 and it's like, well, what's going to be at the end of this? So it is important, again, that we continue to get the information. And this is, you know, humanity is really at a critical point, okay? So is this purposeful? Is this information that is going to provide a wealth of information for us? Absolutely. Absolutely. All of the teachings, all of the seminars, all of the trainings that we have, all of the courses are always relative to you accessing, a wealth of information that is going to help you to evolve at the highest level of consciousness. And every single ounce of it is committed to you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. Okay, and I just can't emphasize how, well, first of all, just how grateful I am that Dr. Jewel Pooperam made a conscious decision and put things to the side to come to New York and say, you know, and say, we need to do this. Okay, people need this information because what we're teaching, what's being taught in the school, we know people are not getting outside. They're just not. The Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, it, again, is committed to you being able to create a life of sovereignty for yourself. And this seminar is definitely a very important part of it. And we are holding focus for all of you that are on to be there this weekend. And we have a multitude of ways for you to be able to enroll, okay, that you can be there live and in person. You can live stream, okay, and we will also have a replay available. Okay, so again, it is about getting the information necessary for you to be able to reclaim your owner's manual. Again, this is all a part of it. And again, this seminar this weekend, state of emergency, how are you creating your present future? Okay, well, what are you creating for your present future? What are you creating if we're not even aware of it? And we're going to watch two documentaries that are really going to bring in a heightened state of awareness, and we need this information. And this information is for everyone. Okay, doesn't matter how long you've been on the planet. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. It doesn't matter what your purpose is because it's all purposeful. And this information is only going to aid one in expanding and evolving even more. So let me actually give you the link. So this way, again, there's one of two ways that you can attend this workshop. It is either you can either attend in person, right? You can either attend in person or you can live stream. And we definitely are holding the focus for all of you to be there. So the website is JUIS.education/upcoming-event. Okay, so again, that's JUIS.education/upcoming-event. And that is the link that will aid you in registering for this event this weekend. We are just so excited to be presenting this information because we want people to have this information. People should never be denied of it, okay? But ultimately, it's up to you and what you're going to do. You know, so people continuously invite, oh, I have this seminar over here, this seminar over there, this seminar over there. And again, the question is, I'm going to this party, or I'm going to this function, and there's no judgment. And what you're doing, it's just, is it relative to your purpose, and is it going to help you to evolve? Again, time is art. It's not time is money. It's about time is art, and are you evolving? Seeing you there. And again, you can also go to JUIS.education as well, and that link is just going to take you to the actual Jewel University of Immortal Sciences website, and you can see all of the courses that we offer, Living and Being Universal Principles, Law of Time, Your Body is Your Blueprint, that's Immunology and Body Hygiene for the 21st Century, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Alliance. This is another course that's aiding you in even understanding the second circuit of your brain. Okay, we have amazing courses, and again, it's all relative to your evolution. The Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, life is different once you have a balanced and locked brain. It is very different once you have a balanced and locked brain. So, again, this school is committed to you reclaiming your body's owner's manual. And tonight we actually have an overview at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., we have the Juilliard University of Immortal Sciences overview where we talk about all of the colleges, all 13 colleges. We give you an overview of the university, okay? We're going to give you an overview of the university so you can see what the university is offering, all right? So, again, it is about what are we learning. And I'll tell you, if you choose to come on, you are definitely going to come in one way and you are definitely going to leave another. And it's important that we do that, absolutely. It is so important that we get the information. So tonight it is at 7 p.m., and you can go to thejewelnetwork.adobeconnect.com/webinar/, and the password is melanin in caps. Okay. And I believe that we can also go to the website to juis.education to link that link too. Okay. So my engineer told me to share that link with you, but you could also go to the juis.education website tonight and just get on through there too. And, you know, we are, it's an overview of the university. And we have students that come on every week, as a matter of fact, just to be in the overview, because every time they come in, they learn something new. Again, everything that this university is committed to, it's about you reclaiming your body's owner's manual, who you are in this existence. And this is why, this is where the true wealth lies. It is in what you're learning. It is it relative to your purpose? Because if it's not, you have to ask yourself, why would you do it? And if the belief is that it's about you, this is what's going to create more money for you, you may find that that just is not the case. And it might be something that's temporary. Why? Because evolving into your purpose will always, always supply you with what you need and what you want. That will always be the case if you're in your purpose, because that's a divine order of the universe. Once again, many of us are taking things and it has nothing to do with our purpose. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break and we will be right back. Okay. So we're not going to take a sponsor break. We're just going to keep evolving here. So, you know, I'm holding the focus for you that you do understand how important it is for us to learn information. This is where the true wealth lies, is in information that is relative to our purpose. Never stop learning information that is relative to your purpose. We look forward to seeing you this weekend at State of Emergency. What are you creating for your present future? Again, humanity is in a critical time. We need this. Invite your friends, invite your family. Remember, you can attend in person or you can live stream, either way. And we'll also
thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've
Thank
been
you.
Listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Juilliard Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Juilliard Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Juilliard University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.